Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lion's Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me once again is head volleyball coach Mike Smith. Coach, how are you doing?
Good morning, Adam. Always a pleasure.
Coach, it's been a while since we've talked, but a lot of positives to talk about. Most recently, a 3-0 win over your alma mater, Lincoln Memorial, sweeping that season series. Talk about how that feels going into the final stretch here of the season.
Well, anytime you're on the road, it's great. Road wins. You know, we've been blessed that we've had a great following all year. The other night, probably half the crowd at LMU was Marsh Hill supporters. So, you know, it's always great when you have fans following you. And going into this last third of the season, you want to go on a high note. Tuesday night was a good measure. We had a lot of individuals that stepped up. And once again, individual efforts lead to team efforts. And thus far, it's been a great component for us.
It's crazy to say the final third of the season. It's really flown by. But we look to kick off these final eight matches. Three of them are at neutral site contests, taking on some Peach Belt Conference teams in the SAC-PBC crossover held at Harrogate, Tennessee. So a quick turnaround for you. Kicking off on Friday afternoon, though, against USC Aiken at 4 p.m. And then Saturday, two games, one at 12 o'clock versus Lander, and then at 4 p.m. versus Augusta. When you look at these three teams and you look at what they bring to the table – this late in the season, what are some key aspects that you're looking for from your team in these three matches?
Well, these three matches are going to be three very good matches. The Peach Belt Conference is a very solid conference. We've seen that year in and year out. These matches will, you know, obviously we've prepared for a lot throughout the conference this year. This gives us a fresh look. You know, it's a good opportunity to see what else the region has. And with these quality of matches, it's a good beginning to the last third of the season, and let us know exactly where we're at before we head into the home stretch here.
Now, with a weekend like this, do you prefer to have these maybe towards the beginning of the season, or do you like having them towards the end, as you mentioned, with the regional rankings soon approaching and kind of maybe eyeing a repeat appearance into the regional tournament?
You know, it's tough to say which is best, because at this point you're really focusing on conference. Now all of a sudden you've got to refocus and work on your scouts, work on everything for opponents that you really haven't seen. So I'll say from this standpoint, a one-person staff, this weekend's tough, because I've lived on a computer for the last little bit, but at the end of the day, it's what our team does, and we have to focus in on what Marsh Hill does best, and hopefully whatever we do best is what will allow us to be at our best this weekend.
Take a look at the Peach Belt Conference records of the teams that Marsh Hill will be playing. USC Aiken 13-10 overall, Lander 15-7, and Augusta 17-5. Something that really stands out to me again about Lander and Augusta, neutral site records. Lander 5-1, Augusta 6-2, Augusta on a 5-match winning streak as of this recording. When you have a team that, you know, isn't really bothered by traveling and playing at a neutral venue, how does that affect the team's mindset?
I think you just have to go in and play. You know, I think that's one of the things that you have to understand is they've got to travel just as we've traveled all year. And at this point, you're just going to lace them up and play. I think that's what we did a year ago, and I think that's what we're going to do this year. You know, you have to hope and figure out what works best for you. And most everything you're working on at this point, you're focused on your own team. You see things and tendencies that other teams do, but you have to really, you know, you hope you're going into this stretch knowing what's going on and seeing how you can just better yourself at this point.
Lions 15-3 overall, 10-3 in conference, will return to conference action following this three-game weekend on Tuesday at Carson Newman. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but talking about people that have been playing this year, I think first and foremost we have to mention Sarah Goddard, just having an unbelievable year. We mentioned right before we went on air here about 8 double-doubles on the year, 8 straight games with double-digit kills. I believe it's 11 of the last 12. Certainly playing at such a high level. What can you speak to about Goddard's success this year?
You know, you hope anytime a student-athlete decides to return for their bonus year or whatever you want to call it, that it becomes something it's always worthwhile. Don't get me wrong. But you hope from a playing standpoint that it is. And I'm not sure that you could ask any more out of her. I mean, she's had a phenomenal year. She's trained extremely hard. And, you know, I think she's such a team player that it's just – it's great to see her at this point in her career do this. And, you know, we're just riding the wave.
Currently second in the South Atlantic Conference, 237 kills in 18 matches, 3.82 kills per set. Certainly an outstanding year for Goddard. We talked now kind of the beginning of their career. Layla Jimenez leading the South Atlantic Conference in digs per set, just a tick under six, and then with also over 300 digs. Talk about Layla Jimenez. I know we mentioned her at the first podcast and kind of saw, like, there's something here. Well, it's certainly blossomed over these several games.
Well, she's just, you know, you hope when a freshman comes in and you're putting them in this type of situation that they're ready for it, and she's excelled throughout the year. You know, teams are going away from her a little bit now, and so she's having to work on that piece of it. But, you know, she's a grinder. She comes into work every day, and you know, we're blessed with the coaches that she's had prior to here. And with that, you know, she's prepared, and every day she just meets the challenge. And once again, we're just very blessed that she's able to do what she does.
359 digs overall, adding 50 assists as well. Coach, we mentioned those two players. Certainly, I'm sure we could spend an hour talking about every single person on the roster, but are there any other players that have really stepped up their game in the last maybe five or six matches that you're hoping that wave will continue down this final third?
Yeah, you know, it's such a team effort for what we do. You know, you look at how we've been blocking. We've done a good job at the net. We've used various hitters and things. I think one of the components that we have to really give credit to is Jordan Schmucker. Just putting the hitters where they need to be, and even when we're in system, out of system, how she's been able to do it. And I can't thank her enough for how she just works every day and finds how to make it work. And so, you know, I'd be remiss not to mention her and just how she's able to run the offense. But like I said, it's been such a team effort. You know, I'm so blessed with our seven seniors that we have, that they bring something to the table, that every day they work, they just do it, and they're such a team. They want the best out of each other, and I think that's the goal when you have such a large senior group, is how do they function, how does it work, and we've been very, I'll use the word again, we've been very blessed to this point with that group, and you know, we just hope that we finish the way we've played to this point.
I want to touch on Jordan as well, but you mentioned blocking, and we look at South Atlantic Conference standings. Nikayla Stewart, top 10 in blocks with 51 overall, but quietly sneaking into the top 25, freshman Emma Vaha. We mentioned her at the end of the inaugural Tony Fontenelle Memorial Tournament, and then throughout the season, she certainly improved her defensive game. Again, being top 25 in the South Atlantic Conference is quite an accomplishment, especially as a middle.
Without a doubt. You know, she's just a worker. She comes in every day, and not that everybody does it, but I mean, she really grinds. She's continually gotten better throughout the year, and I'm excited to see how the last third of this season plays out for her. But once again, she's just come in with the mindset of, we talked about earlier in the year what her role would kind of be, and she has adapted to it and really just makes the most out of her opportunities.
Jumping back to Schmucker here in a second, 12 double-doubles, five straight, and in four of those matches, over 40 assists. Certainly some high numbers. Currently fourth in the South Atlantic Conference with 9.79 assists per set. Final third, Coach, we look at the SAC standings currently. Undefeated in the Mountain Division, however, second in the Mountain Division. Carson Newman with a 12-2 overall conference record, Marcell 10-3. We look at the Piedmont, the top two teams over there. Wingate 14-0 in conference, 7-0 in the division. Anderson 11-3 in conference, 5-2 in the division. When do you start to look at these standings? I know I've asked you post game about when do you look at that next match, but are you keeping an eye on the standings, or is it one of these things where we just got to play our game and come the last match of the season, whatever falls, falls?
Well, I would be lying if I said I haven't looked at them, but at the end of the day, you just got to play each match the way they are. You can't try to predetermine what's going to happen. In this league, every night you go out, especially when you're on the road, it's tough. You know, we've been blessed at home. We average 335 people a match, and we've been blessed with great spirit and turnout, and so I think that's really helped us from that part of it. But at this point, you just have to play the matches, and you hope that the girls stay in the moment, that they just keep working and don't overlook anything, because as soon as you overlook something and don't take it for what it's for what face value it has, then, you know, that's when you get into trouble, because every team on here has played well. I mean, we've been blessed to this point with what we've done, but, you know, we've had some extremely tough matches, and a break here or there may have went the other way. We've been blessed to make those work so far, and hopefully over these last 9 matches we can do the same thing and create more opportunities. If we do that, then, you know, we've done all we can do from that standpoint, and we'll let the chips fall as they may.
We touched on it briefly earlier. Tuesday, October 25th, taking on Carson Newman on the road, 6 p.m. first serve. I know I've said it probably about 6 times throughout the year, but biggest match of the season, Coach? Potentially?
From conference standpoint, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we're just – it's the next one up, and we've – you know, we were fortunate enough to knock them off here. Coach Tiernan's squad is – they're coached well, and they're, you know, a great group, and we'll look forward to Tuesday night when it gets here. And but yeah, it'll be the biggest conference match of the year for us, and, you know, you hope that we play with the same effort and desire that we played here, and if we do that, that's all we can ask.
Speaking of conference matchups, last week, as of this recording, we're supposed to host Newberry. Some issues in regards to travel. Any word on the makeup? I know I had heard early November. Just want to confirm with that.
We're still waiting for confirmation. We think we have the date set. As soon as we have it, we will obviously publish it. But we're just waiting on confirmation at this point. If we do, then, or once we get it, then we'll do it. We think that it'll be early November, and then that way we can go ahead and get that unfortunate situation taken care of, and, you know, welcome Newberry back to Chambers Gym.
I was going to say, currently on the schedule, only 2 home matches remaining, but of course with this reschedule, Newberry will slot in there. And of course, make sure to check out MarsHillLions.com for updates regarding the schedule. Speaking of those 2 final home matches, and then we'll kind of wrap up here. Next Friday night, senior night versus UVA Wise, or excuse me, senior day will be on Saturday versus Emory and Henry, but we'll call it senior day weekend. Why
Absolutely.
Not? UVA Wise Friday night. We mentioned the attendance, over 300 people coming into Chambers Gymnasium, certainly making a difference, I would say, in quite a few matches. What is the expected turnout, or what are you hoping to see in this final stretch here at home?
I just hope we continue. You know, we've had as high as over 500 people in our facility, and when you get that many people in Chambers Gym, it rocks. I mean, you know, we talk about it for the size of our facility and what we've been able to do. Our crowds, you know, it's been the best so far we've seen in the conference. And so, you know, it does give you a home court advantage, because you're playing, and it's great to see the community, our campus, our administration come out and support you, because that's what we're here for. We're here for everyone. And I think all of our sports this fall have been blessed with great attendance at home. And that's what, you know, we need Mars Hill to be. We need to have people come out and support us. And that's what makes – that's what makes Mars Hill special.
We have Friday, October 28th, Saturday, October 29th, UVA-wise, Emory and Henry. If you're able to make it out to Chambers Gymnasium, please do. Hey, if you're even able to make it out to Harrogate, Tennessee this weekend, please do support the Lions, of course, neutral site contest as they take on 3 Peach Belt Conference teams, USC Aiken on Friday, Lander and Augusta on Saturday. Times and stat links and hopefully video links will be available on MarsHillLions.com. Coach, before I let you go, any final words to the Lion fans for this season? I'm sure we're going to catch up here before the end of the season, but for this podcast.
You know, it's just been a great year to this point. We appreciate everybody that has supported us, and just, you know, we hope to finish out the year the way we've done it so far. It's been a great ride, and it's been a, you know, true blessing this fall, and let's just hope that it continues the way it has.
Coach, as always, I appreciate the time and look forward to the last 3 home matches that we have. It's always a pleasure to broadcast those. But again, continued success here in the final stretch.
Adam, thank you so much.